I've been in the deepest and the darkest valleys, but his love was right there. He has never failed, not one time. He's always heard me when I cried for help, when I said, Lord, I can't even go any farther. I don't know which way to turn or what to do. I can't feel you. The enemy's oppressing me. And the loving hand and the big arm of God has always reached down. It's always touched me, raised me back up. Hallelujah. Oh, ain't you glad in the midst of your trials, somebody is right there with you in the midnight hour of time. Hallelujah to the Lord. In your darkest night, there will be a light of springing up, and his name is Jesus. I'm glad that he's alive and he is real, and he still saves, he still keeps, and he still blesses. I cannot tell you tonight that he is a grace. Is abundant, and his grace is sufficient, and his mercy endureth forever, and he's rich in mercy. Hallelujah. Unto you his compassions fail not. They're new every morning that I wake up. Unto you God is real, and he's alive. Ain't you glad you got something tonight that you know that is real? And the devil didn't give it to you, and the world didn't have it to give to you, but the Almighty God and Jesus his Son came down and gave you a treasure in this earthen vessel, and he put his love and his compassion on the inside of your heart. I'm glad that he's keeping me, and he's still leading me and guiding me. Raise your little hand and give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise God. I'm like David. I feel like I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. He's made me strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How many knows that we're winners? God has made us winners. We're more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got a keeping power. If you got the Holy Ghost living and abiding in your heart, you got keeping power. The devil cannot handle you. He can't keep you down. Raise your little head. I'm coming up out of here, Lord. I've got victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. There's a nail-scarred hand and the long arm of God that'll reach right down in the dust and right down in the mire, and he'll pick you up. He'll raise you up. Woo! He's real. He's a picker-upper. He's a lifter of your head. He'll lift your soul up. He'll give you joy for the journey. Hallelujah. Amen. He still is the resurrection and the life. Holy God. That didn't cost you guys a dime. I do have something on my heart. Whew. Heaven is my goal. Stay with me a few minutes. Heaven is my goal. It's a place I long to be. Can I ask you, under the sound of my voice, what is your goal? Can I tell you tonight, never have we been so close to the coming of the Lord. Jesus is coming, is on our very doorstep. I believe the Holy Ghost is saying to every child of God, your time here is short. Jesus is saying to his bride, I am coming soon. Hallelujah. It's time to run. It's time to pick up the pace. If you have slowed up in your race, it's time to get back in the run. Run that you may win and obtain. Hallelujah. The hour is dark on the world scene. Don't you dare to get slack now. Don't you let up. There ain't no time to lose heart and to fold up and quit. Don't sit down now. Run. Run. Keep running the race. You got to win. God never did make a failure and a loser. In the army of God, we're winners. I said we're winners. I can almost see the finish line. I can see the city lights of glory. And we're just about home. I tell you, too many miles behind me and too many sunsets. I lie over the mountain. I'm nearer home than I've ever been. Woo! I can almost see the redeemed are rejoicing and the angels are singing and Jesus is standing at the gate and he's saying to you tonight, keep on running. Don't you slow up. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise him. Woo! Don't quit now. You're too near to heaven. Shoot. I got a boatload. I texted Brother Daniel today and I said, I burnt this pen up of writing. When I was writing that book, don't you tell me you ain't going to run into opposition. If you got Jesus living in your heart, you got the Holy Ghost abiding inside of you, you got crosshairs on you, you got a bullseye right in the middle of your chest and right in the middle of your back. But I'm telling you, you can raise your sword up and the shield of faith and say, devil, you're a liar. And Jesus defeated you on the cross of Calvary and the blood is greater than you are. Hey, woe unto you, inhabitants of earth, for Satan has come down unto you with great wrath. Hallelujah. He knows that his time is short. Hallelujah. But Jesus said to John the Rite, but ye overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Hallelujah. You know what the original Greek reads? It says you overcome him by the word of God in your testimony. Take the word of God and whip the devil. Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil. Use the word of God on him. Hallelujah. I'll never get through these seven pages. Nobody loves this any better than I do. Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:24, he told the Corinthian church, you run a race. Know you not, don't you know, that they which run in a race run all? Everybody's a running, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. He has to be patient. He has to remain in self-control, yield to the Holy Ghost. Now they do it. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. I know why I'm a running. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Paul said there's one thing about it. I don't want to lose or end up being disqualified in this race. I've got to keep right on a running and keep right on a fighting. Did not the Bible say fight the good fight of faith to lay hold upon eternal life? I got a hold of something tonight and I ain't about to let it go. I ain't about to let it go. I took a hold of the cross, the old rugged cross, over 45 and a half year ago, and the blood of Jesus flowed over me, and it cleansed and it washed me. Hallelujah. He set me free. I'm telling you, there's victory at the cross. When you feel like I can't go on anymore, and the devil says you're a loser, I got you down, you can look up and say, Jesus, I've been bought with a price. I've been bought with the blood. Woo! Hey, Lord, the devil cannot handle you, and he cannot have you. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and praise him. Yes, hallelujah. Can I ask us all, when did you start running in this race? When did you all decide to do it? Look back in your mind. Look back in your heart right now. When was the moment? When was the day? Where was the place you decided to enter into this race and to run? How long has it been that you've been a running for Jesus? How many months, Brother Kevin? How many years? How many years? Hallelujah. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I've been in this almost 3 years. I still got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. Are you still on course? Do you remember the hour of the night or day that Jesus saved you and started you on this heavenly path? And he spoke to your soul and he told you to run. Don't ever let up. And don't ever quit. Don't let anything or anybody distract you or discourage you. We live in an hour that we must stay focused. You must never forget why that you're running. Oh, stay focused. Have you ever seen an age that we're living in like we are now, when there's so many distractions on every hand, and it's so easy to get your eyes off of the goal and get your eyes off of the promise God's given you? Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes upon the Lord. I'm a looking up, I'm a looking, and I'm a longing. Heaven is my goal. My desire's already over there. I'm a laying up treasures on the other side. I got a mommy and a daddy waiting over there. The redeemed are rejoicing. I've come too far to look back, think back. Remember, to every race there is a starting point where every runner begins, and there is an end point where the goal line is reached. Do you remember when and where you first started out? Listen, do you remember the thrill and the excitement and the joy and the sweetness that filled your soul when Jesus saved you? He forgave you and put his love inside. Do you still have it? Is the thrill still there? Holy, holy. Raise your little hand. I feel him. I feel him. I feel him. Holy, holy. My desire. Oh, my desire, Lord, is still in my heart. I've never lost this vision. Do you remember telling the Lord, dear Jesus, I love you. Dear Jesus, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Do you remember? I'll go where you want me to go, and I'll do what you want me to do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the sweetness. Oh, to have God to kiss away every sin, to have his hand to wash you, purge you, and put something inside of you man cannot give you. It's a thrill. It's a heavenly thrill. It's so sweet. It's holy. It's pure. Do you still have it? Do you still got it? Is your desire just as strong tonight as when you started your race? Is the vision still as bright inside of your soul the night that you started and Jesus set you on that path? Do you still have it? I tell you, there's a lot of things that can happen to slow you up. And there's a lot of things that the devil can throw in front of your path to cause you to stumble and fall. Oh, but I've never lost that feeling. Oh, I got to make it. Raise your little head. I got to make it, Lord. No matter what I face, no matter who does what, I've got to serve you. I want to ask you again. What is your number one goal above everything else in your life? Do you really know what a goal is? It's an end toward which an effort is made and directed. I look out into the future in the head of me and I see a place. I see a place I want to be. And I make it my goal to get there. That I want to make it there with all my heart. It's where I long to be with all of my soul. So I work my way, Sister Robin, I work my way toward it. I'm directing all of my efforts, hallelujah, to reach it, hallelujah. Let's look at it now in the natural, and I'll convey it to the spiritual. You all ready for this? Paul used a natural race, and I can too if he did it. A natural race and a fight to portray the spiritual. Now, in the sports field, people and teams compete against one another. Do you know why? Because they want to win. Nobody in their right mind wants to be defeated and lose. Man, I don't either. In the Olympics, the runners and the wrestlers, the players, put everything they've got in it. They go for the gold. They want to win that trophy and wear the crown. It's something they train for all year long. Don't you think sometimes we're out of shape? For that one moment of glory, they train and strain and exert every muscle in their whole body for the final run and the final round. Stay with me. They don't want to lose and go home defeated with nothing to show. So they push. They press. They pay a price. Their desire and motto is, I'm not going home empty. I'm not going home empty-handed with nothing to show. Look with me now for a moment. The big ball leagues compete against one another out on the field. The team members work together out on the football field with a 12-inch long leather hide football. They run as hard as they can, pressing their way. They dodge their opponents with the ball locked in their arm. They watch as they run and do not allow their opponents to knock them off of their feet and take the ball away from them. Listen, every inch and every yard counts. They must reach that goal at the other end of the field and score. The team's slogan is, we're going to win. Every step forward counts. We've advanced this far, and we're closer to the goal and to the home score. We're not letting up now. The runners can see the finish line. Can I tell us tonight, the clock is is ticking. The time is a running out, and soon the game's going to be over, and everyone's going to go home. Listen to me. Some will go home winners. They'll be cheering and happy and celebrating, and they will feel a sense of pride and satisfaction deep inside, knowing that they did their best and they won. And oh, the joy of it all, to know you won the race. Nobody could ever take it away from you. The winning teams make the headlines. Their names are in the spotlights. The families celebrate. This is all in the natural, and it's all earthly games. But I want us to look at it now at a very different game. It's a very different game. Oh Lord, rest assured, there is another game that is played on a different field, and it's very different opponents that you're up against. It's called the game of life. Oh, this one is spiritual, and this game is eternal. This game is a matter of life and death, and the soul and eternity is at stake in this game of life. The players will get an eternal reward, or they'll suffer everlasting defeat. This game is only played one time, Brother Kevin, and there's no rematch, and there's no coming back to play it over. You're on the field right now, church. You're right here on the field. Hallelujah. Jesus in heaven and the redeemed loved ones are on one end, and they're standing awaiting at the goal line. But on the other end of the field is Satan and his demon hordes, and they wait in glee for the doomed and the damned lost souls. You surely don't want to go to that end of the field. The goal there are the bars and the gates of hell. Darkness and hell's eternal flames await the sinner and the backslider at that end of the field. I don't know about you, but I'm on the field, and I'm playing with everything I got. Hallelujah. I'm encompassed with so great cloud of witnesses, and I got to run with patience the race that is set before me. I'm looking to Jesus. He's at the goal line. Raise your little hand and praise him. Jesus is at the end of the field. The goal line is there. I got to make it, God. Holy, 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 holy Lord. Hey, God. Are you still running? Are you still striving and pressing? Holy Jesus. Holy. Holy. Stay with me. Stay with me. Are y'all ready for this? God wants you to know tonight, you're not alone on this playing field of life. Oh no. Your opponents that you are up against cannot be seen with the natural eye. You're not alone on this field. They're not flesh and blood. Your enemies are spiritual, and they are many. They're mighty and they're evil. These demons are wise. Listen. They are very deceitful. They are well organized. They've played this game through the centuries. They've had eons of time to practice their moves and their skills. They have brought millions down to the dust of defeat, brought their souls to the pit of destruction. You're not alone. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. There's four categories Paul told us about. The principal spirit, the principalities, powers, the spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And they hate you with a cruel hatred. Lying spirits, lust spirits are turned loose on this generation like I've never seen before. Stay with me a minute. Hallelujah. When I was in the process of writing this book, I've told supposed Holy Ghost-filled ministers this, And they like, duh, I don't believe that. I want to tell you something. I know. I was in the middle of writing this book. Went to bed one night. We're not alone. I believe the Lord allowed this to show me and to reveal the powers of the enemy. There was a power come into my house, and it walked right down the hallway. Mary can tell you. When it came in the room, it was much bigger than I was. It was an image, a form. I saw it, and it walked right up to my bed, and I put my hand up like this. This is the hand I write with. I put my right hand up like this, and that spirit, that demon, took my hand and with its hand and bent it. Bent my fingers back like this and was breaking them. And I started pleading the blood of Jesus. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You get out of here and you take your flight now. I was speaking in tongues. I woke Mary up speaking in tongues. That thing took its flight and just lifted out of there. Any time that you do something for God, God's given you a work to do, put a gift and a calling within you, a talent. That devil will hit you with every, I'm talking tonight, I'm a teaching tonight. He'll use everything and everybody he can to suppress you and hold you down. Come on, but you're greater. The Holy Ghost in you is greater. God's given you something to use for his kingdom, for his glory. Give him a wave offering tonight. I praise you, Lord. The devil hates you. You're not alone on this playing field. But I'm telling you, you can put on the whole armor of God and you can stand there for having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your loins girt about with truth, and the sword of the Spirit, and the helmet of salvation, and the shield of faith, and you can have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Paul said, having done all to stand therefore. Raise your hand and praise him. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to fight. I'm going to be a soldier in this army. I'm not a bowing. I'm not a quitting. I'm not giving up. I come against you in the blood of Jesus Christ and with the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm a conqueror. I've got the victory. Hallelujah. I've got what God gave me. I got that book finished. And I sent it and emailed it right directly to CFP, Christian Faith Publishing. Sent $1,098 for 100 books. Before those books came in, Mary and I went to the Huntington Mall. She'll tell you. On the way back, there was a man I was in the passenger lane, in the passing lane. There was two girls in a car right to my right. I was doing 70, doing the speed limit. I speeded it up. They speeded it up. There was a man in behind me in a Ford F-250, a big white F-250 Ford truck. He had dark sunglasses on, and he'd come up like he's going to ram my back into my car, and he'd hit the brake. Honest. Demonic expressions was in his face. I saw it. I sped up to get around them two girls. They sped it up. I looked over at him. Why don't you let me around? He was coming. He was angry. He was angry. He came right up on the back end of my car. I don't know how he kept from hitting it and slamming brakes. And he snarled with his face. I pushed it up to 90 miles an hour to get around those two girls. I looked over and they was like demons. They was laughing, looking at me and laughing. And that trucker behind me was wanting to take me out. As soon as I got around, the books were on their way in. They shipped them. And I ain't bragging on me. Don't you get that idea. As soon as I got over, that guy sped it up and come over and right in front of my car. And he barely missed my bumper and tried to run me into the guardrail. You You ain't alone on this field. Am I trying to scare you guys? No, sir. But if you do something for God, the devil will use everything and everybody he can to stop you. He wants to take you down and out. It ain't so much Tommy Romans he wants to stop. You know what he wants to stop? He wants to stop the call of God. If he stops me, he stops the anointing. If he stops me, he locks the brakes up on this vessel. When he stops me, he stops the Spirit of God from using this hand. Raise your hand and praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Holy, 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 holy. When he stops you, he stops your songs. He stops your praises. He stops your prayer life. He stops your dedication to reading your Bible. If he can discourage you and tell you you ain't doing any good, you're not getting anywhere. People to listen to him, and that's the reason they sit in a church service, fold their arms, because they feel like they don't have anything. But you got more than you really realize you got. If the devil ain't fighting you, he's got you. For the very fact that he fights me, he fights you. It lets me know that I've got something he don't like. I've got something in my soul that he don't like. He don't want me to have it. He don't want me to use it for God's glory. Praise him tonight. I'm not stopping, devil. I'm going to keep on running and fighting. God wants you to know tonight, right here, you are up against many spiritual foes. These players have no mercy. They hate God and they hate his anointing. They hate his Spirit. They hate you with a cruel hatred because you've got God's wonderful Spirit. When they hit, Brother Daniel, they hit hard. They want you to stumble. They want to knock you off in your feet and steal the ball, so to speak. They want to knock the anointing right out of you. Take away your talents and rob you of your gifts that God has given you and placed right in. Man, I felt that. This thing's too precious. Don't you dare listen. Don't you dare. Don't get discouraged. Don't let the enemy start talking to you and you start believing him. See, when you start believing the lies of the enemy, no wonder that serpent said to Eve, said, yea, has God said. You know, it's the way the enemy words things. Did God really tell you that? Lord, have mercy sakes. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. He'll take faith right out of your heart. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm not listening to him. God's brought me this far, and I'm going to continue right on in his grace. Give him a wave offering. Give him a wave offering. Praise God. Praise God. She wants to come. I'm going to wind this thing down. Listen close. Y'all listening? Got your ears on? Turn it up to 10. These players of darkness, they play dirty. The devil himself is their coach. They're out to win and defeat you. Believe me. Listen. They watch your every move. And every time you make an effort and an advancement for God toward heaven and to be a blessing to others, they draw up another move and another plan to hinder you and stop you. Oh, they don't want God's blessings. They don't want you to have victory. They don't want the Holy Ghost moving upon you and in you. They don't want souls saved and people healed and delivered. So they come to stop you and take you down. Oh God, listen. In ending, I want to ask you all, what is your aim? What is your ambition? What is your goal in life? What is your intent here tonight? What is really your goal and your purpose inside of your heart? You right now, listen, you stand at the junction of eternity. You can go either one way or the other. The choice is yours. Would you stand with me tonight? Heaven is calling. I said heaven is a calling. I see Jesus a beckoning from heaven's gate. At the finish line, he's a calling you. You can do it, child. You can make it. Just keep right on a running and keep right on a fighting. Don't let up now. Church, don't let anything distract you and get your eyes off of the goal. We're just about home. I said we're just about home. Hallelujah. Woo! Don't get discouraged. Don't look to the left or the right. Stay focused. Jesus is coming, and we're now in the home stretch. Listen to this, Brother Daniel. Every runner will tell you, when they round that last bend in the track and reach that final home stretch, they give it everything that they've got, every ounce of energy and strength in every muscle to reach the finish line and go through the ribbon. I'm giving it everything I got. Run, run that you may obtain. Run, we're about home. Hallelujah. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. I could go on and on and on. Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. Timothy, my son, I put everything in I had into this fight. I have ran this course, and I'm finishing it now. I'm at the end, and I got a crown awaiting on me. It's a winner's crown, Brother Timothy. It's a winner's crown. It ain't for me only, but it's for all of those who finishes the race and loves Jesus as period. Run, run, pray, cry to God tonight.
And raise to the love all things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I made up my mind. I made up my mind, no matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His way. Though the riddle gets hard and the road gets deep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I made up my mind.
Come on, children, come on. Make up your mind tonight. No distraction. Stay focused.
God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that night.
Jesus
showed me my lost condition. I bowed in full contrition. Now I'm in a new position since I made up my mind. I made up my mind, no matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I made up my mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. Would I run or take a stand against this evil force? But after all God did for me, Jesus' blood has set me free. Now liberty since I made up my mind.
Made up my mind,
no matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His way. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I made up my mind.
I made up my mind. How many can say I'm making up my mind tonight? Keep right on a running.
No matter what others say,
Holy Lord,
I want to make it. And walk
don't want to go down.
Way.
Don't want to slack.
The battle gets hard and the road gets steep. That's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I've made up my mind.
Praise the Lord.
Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. Would I run or take a stand against this evil force?
Jesus.
After all God did for me, Jesus' blood has set me free. Choose living liberty, so I made up my mind. I made up my mind, no matter what others say. I will follow Christ and walk in His way.
Come on.
Though the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I made up my mind.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, come on.
I made up my
praise
mind
the Lord.
No matter what.
Take a hold of it. Lay hold on eternal life.
Oh, Christ.
Grasp it. Seize it. It's in your hand. It's in your heart. I'm not about to let it go. Use me, Lord, for your glory. Use me, Jesus.
I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I made up my mind.
Run, children, run, run, run.
Found myself at a crossroad. I
no matter
knew
what
time
others do,
right.
No matter what a family
God's Holy
does,
Spirit others spoke might to say, my heart run, that night. Run. Showed me my lost condition. I bowed in full contrition. Now I'm in a new position since I made up my mind. I made up my mind. No matter what others say, I will follow Christ
yes,
and walk
Lord.
In His way. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I made up my mind.